deep sleep. I hate sleepers. I bend over them with evil intent. Their easy submissiveness irritates me. Their complete ease in the lap of the darkness infuriates me. They rock in the lap of their lightly built nest. They are together at last, all of them. They just admit with a shrug that, of course, all that, our earthly life, it's not important. Let it go. I want suddenly to fling them out of bed, on the floor, grab them by the scruff of the neck, drag them to the door, open it, shove their head out, let them squint, blink, wink, faint from it. No, they don't really care about any of it. They've never left that earthly paradise for which they search. At nightfall, they rub their eyes and laugh wearily. What a game it was. But it's over now. They take everything off and fling themselves down, just anyhow. I've been tricked. They don't really care about any of it. And it comes. Sleep. Birds fall asleep in midair and fall like stones to the ground. A young girl starts to cross the road in her usual robust step and is seen by onlookers to nod and fall in a heap asleep before she reaches the opposite side. Men sleep and cannot be drawn from the sheets. The fields are full of workmen, bearers, loaders, trainers, teams of horses, even a whole herd of cattle standing immovable upon the road. And the workers, they slip down from their seats, their saddles, they crumble, the knees give way, the rump follows, the head wags, clown-like, the hat slips off, the hands cushion the fall. There's no surge, no drumming in the ears, no blow, no crash. It is sleep. Sleep. A few of us hide, but sleep reaches us. We clamp shut the doors, we withdraw to the cellar. By a crack in the door or a light in the corner, it reaches us. We are undone. We walk the streets. They empty. Empty the streets and quiet the buildings, the markets. Here is a hall where one pays money and goes in, where one hears music far away among somnolent people who stare intently at something ahead of them. The ground seems to move. We cluster in the back of something that will carry us on. There are then, even for us, warm hollows grooved in the heart of the uproar. As we walk home, a heavy shower starts, and then a storm threatens. We look neither to right nor left. We enjoy the tremors that before would trouble us, the little shakings in the branches, the black clouds and the coming torrents. Now we walk down Oak Street, stepping lightly, deftly over cracks and rumors rent by rainstorms. Lightning comes out of the sky. We look at oaks, cracked asunder and red where the flowering branch has fallen. We feel light, peaceful, as the earth rumbles. A door to open and shut, a book to feel for, and a hip pocket in which not to find it. Absent desk in which to have left it, pencil and paper to grope for, a street to step into, a head to grow dizzy and then return to the room, the sweet dark. Swaying and opening bed covers, with a few words on knees half bent, and then we settle down like white whales stranded on rocks, beached, like heavy bodies incapable of waddling the sea. We don't sleep yet, we wait, hoping for a wave to lift us, but we're too heavy. We lie far away on the sandy beach. And insomnia, like some evil horde of tourists, has left its initials carved in our flanks, our fins flacked off, cigar butts stuffed in our blowholes. We long for sleep. A noise disturbs us. We get up and go to the window a minute, and then return wearily to the bed. Will we, like the others, never go down? Will it be like this always? Dignified, if a little bedraggled, swaying and trying to stand straight, we step into our great soft beds once again. We lie, gorged with sleep, torpid in the strange green heat. And then the sea-green woman in slippery slippers comes to our rescue. She bends over us, assumes an air of almost unbearable sorrow, coiling her arms round necks that incline. She soothes the hurt, the initials carved in her flanks. She blows away the cigar butts clogging up our blowholes. No longer are we too heavy for her. She carries us lightly to the water, the waves. We settle down, clasped together, down where we are going now, as into the bottom of a well. But now the walls give way, the well spreads out, the barriers are down. Happiness in a great wave overcomes us all.